This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A jury in Los Angeles found rapper A$AP Rocky not guilty of firing a handgun at a former friend in 2021. ABC's Alex Stone is outside the courthouse in Los Angeles.
A$AP Rocky took a big risk here. He was offered a plea deal for about 6 months in county jail. He said no. Had he been found guilty, he could have gotten 24 years in prison. This was a very big risk, and he won that risk.
U.S. and Russian delegations meeting in Saudi Arabia today discussing ending the war in Ukraine. Ukraine and European nations not included at the table. Israel says it'll keep some troops in five controlled outposts of southern Lebanon, defying the deadline for a total withdrawal under the peace deal with Hezbollah. The Lebanese government slammed the move, calling it a violation of the agreement. President Trump Tuesday signing a new round of executive orders, one to extend IVF access. Severe storms now blamed for 15 deaths across four states, the majority in Kentucky, after flash flooding. This is ABC News. The Senate is continuing with its fast-paced confirmation process, voting 51-45 to confirm Howard Lutnick as Commerce Secretary Tuesday night. Earlier, the Senate voted 48-45 to advance Kash Patel's nomination to serve as FBI director. A final vote is expected Thursday. We have an update on Pope Francis's health, and it's more serious than originally thought. ABC Chief International Correspondent James Longman has more from St. Peter's Square.
A concerning development here. Pope Francis is now fighting pneumonia. The 88-year-old had a CT scan which showed that he has now got an infection in both of his lungs, certainly more serious than the bronchitis he'd been earlier diagnosed with, and it all feeds into this complex clinical picture that we had been told about. Remember, he had part of a lung removed when he was a younger man. Despite all this, we are told he is in good spirits, and he thanks all those who've been sending him messages of support.
Burglars have ransacked another celebrity home. Keith Urban, Nicole Kidman, Dave Peck.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbush Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Badgers host Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, it's Wisconsin against Illinois tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation after beating Purdue. Greg Gard says his team is better now at managing the shot clock.
That's important. I think it just shows the growth of this team. They couldn't make that play in October or November. They weren't accustomed, I think, to playing together as comfortable as they are right now.
We've learned that Marcus Sedbury is the new general manager of the Badgers football program. Sedbury has served as assistant athletic director at Wisconsin the past 3 years. He'll handle the players' and coaches' contracts. Baseball, Brewers left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortez is at spring training in Arizona, trying to learn everyone's name in the clubhouse after 5 years with the Yankees.
Yeah, the names are going to be tough. Obviously, being, you know, so many years in another organization, gold glove caliber defense, and as a pitcher, that's what you want, so I'm very excited for that.
That's Brewers pitcher Nestor Cortez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The hips don't lie, and neither does the torso. Shakira had to cancel a show in Lima, Peru last weekend after she found herself in the emergency room. The singer announced to her 91 million Twitter followers she had an abdominal issue and was not well enough to perform. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she rescheduled the show for Monday, February 17th, and is back at it. Glad it was nothing serious. Could have just been Taco Bell. The Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama is in the middle of court filings and subpoenas. During a recent appearance on CBS This Morning, Brendan Sklenar, who shared the big screen with Lively and Beldoni on In It Ends With Us, which is where all the controversy took place, was asked by Gayle King who he is siding with, Team Justin or Team Blake. Sklenar diplomatically answered that he is with Team It Ends With Us. Sklenar was on the show to promote the upcoming second season of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. Closer to home, he starred in Green and Gold, which was shot in Door County and is still in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A cold weather advisory in effect for the first half of your Wednesday. In the overnight, we'll see a few clouds around the area with lows around 10 below, wind chills between 20 and 25 below, with northwest breeze. Wednesday, partly sunny, upper single digits. Right now, it's 5 below.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome stand-up comedian Jeff Kane and writer-director of the film January, Nathan Demming, who discusses his barnstorming tour of the state. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. This is just absolutely remarkable. J.D. Vance went to Germany last week, and instead of meeting with the German chancellor, you know, their equivalent of our president, or the vice chancellor, or whatever that title is, there's a big, long German word for it, which would be, you know, his peer. Elon Musk, or excuse me, J.D. Vance's peer, instead of meeting with them, he met with the woman who runs the Alternative for Deutschland party, the Nazi-adjacent party in Germany, the party that a week or two ago Elon Musk addressed and told them that they need to get over feeling guilty about the Holocaust. And Gideon Rockman, who writes, he was there in media in Munich for the event. He writes for the Financial Times. I've read Gideon Rockman's stuff for years, and he's just absolutely brilliant. And he was talking with a German politician and then a senior diplomat. The German politician said first of all, this is what Rockman said in the Financial Times. He said, Vance's speech backfired spectacularly, convincing many listeners that America itself is now a threat to Europe. A German politician told him, this is a direct assault on European democracy. A senior diplomat said, it is clear now that Europe is alone. A reporter asked this diplomat if he saw the United States as an adversary, and he said, yes, this is a German diplomat. When Gideon Rockman was asked about the quality of Vance's speech, he said it was puerile bull bleep. He added that it was largely ignored by Europeans because it was, quote, aimed at a U.S. audience. But the bottom line here, he writes this report, that means that Europe must now start the painful process of de-risking its relationship with the U.S., looking for areas of dangerous dependence on America and stripping them out of the system. Now, the thing is, this is going to take some time. Europe and the United States have heavily integrated economic systems. I mean, Europe is, I believe, our third, maybe fourth largest trading partner. Canada, Mexico, and China, I believe, are the top three. And, I mean, you know, the European Union, we have 300 and some odd million people. The European Union has, as I recall, 600 or 800 million people. It's got a GDP that's about equivalent to the United States, 20 some odd trillion dollars. mid-20s. You combine those two and we're huge. And Russia has a GDP of $1.5 trillion. And Trump is sucking up to Russia and dissing Europe. How does that help America? I mean, Russia is basically a gas station and a nuclear weapons storage facility attached to a large landmass with a few people in it. They and Trump is treating them like they're peers. oh, yes, let's have a private meeting in Riyadh with the king of Saudi Arabia, another, you know, dictator who kills people who speak out against him, including American journalists or green card journalists in America. I mean, this is not healthy stuff. This is not good for the future of democracy in the world. These guys, you know, Musk and Trump clearly do not believe in American democracy. They are autocrats, they're oligarchs, and they want oligarchy and autocracy here in the United States. Meanwhile, there's a mystery. Military.com is reporting this. $151 million out of the $225 million contributed directly from service members' paychecks to pay for food on bases is missing. Now, I didn't even know this was the case because I didn't serve in the military. I never lived on, you know, in-base housing. But apparently an amount of money is deducted. If you live on base, an amount of money is deducted from your paycheck every month to pay for your food. It's called the Basic Allowance for Subsistence, the BAS payment. And that money is supposed to go to pay for food. But it's not. One of the most striking examples was at Fort Stewart in Georgia, where out of $17 million in payments that soldiers made to pay for their own food, only $2.1 million of it went to pay for meals. And nobody knows where the 87% of that money was redirected. We don't know if it went to pay for building a wall on the southern border. We don't know if it went to pay for Elon Musk's salary. I don't think he takes one, but who knows? I mean, where is this money going? Representative Jill Tokata, a Democrat from Hawaii, told Military.com, quote, "The fact that at least $151 million was collected from soldiers and not spent on food as required demands not just an immediate investigation, but swift accountability." They also note that some of the bases, in an effort to spend even less money to cut back on expenses, apparently at the insistence of the president, have been replacing hot meals cooked by you know, food vendors or by GIs with vending machines, with prepackaged snacks and pre-made sandwiches, which are, and deli meats, which cause cancer, and they're high in sugar and they're high in saturated fats and, you know, kill people ultimately. What the hell's going on with our military? And then, of course, you know, Trump just fired a bunch of Musk or whoever, somebody, just fired a bunch of people in the Veterans Administration. Meanwhile, you caught this amazing story about this Delta commuter jet that flipped upside down on the runway in Toronto. It looks to me, and I, you know, I'm a pilot, so I view these things with a little more of a practiced eye or experience than probably most people who've never flown an airplane. You know, I flew for a number of years. I haven't flown in decades, but although my pilot's license is still current, my medical is not. But anyhow, it looked to me like what happened was when the pilot landed that plane, he tipped one side down, the wing clipped probably one of the runway lights, and tore the wing off, which caused the weight of the other wing to flip the plane over. I mean, it's just a guess. But that hasn't stopped the right wingers from saying, must be that there's a woman or a black person involved in this. Now, I really want to get in. I've been thinking about writing an op-ed about this, and I probably will this afternoon for tomorrow's show. So I'm not going to, you know, delve into this too deep. But let's just be clear. Diversity, equity, inclusion, DEI programs were not designed to do what the right wing and much of American media is implying that they do, which is to elevate incompetent black people and women into positions that have traditionally been held by competent white men. That's not what they're designed to do. They're designed to do the exact opposite of that, which is make sure that incompetent white men don't get jobs when there are more competent African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, women who could do the job. In other words, DEI is about ending the white boy network and replacing it with actual merit, regardless of race. So, you know, that said, here we've got a couple of right-wing talk show hosts on the right side broadcasting, and Matthew Alvarez and his co-host Bobby McNeil. And McNeil says, he's talking about, well, first of all, Alvarez says, maybe it was a situation where the flight should have been diverted. Maybe somebody there overworked, maybe too much. You know, maybe there was a DEI situation again. Again? Oh, yeah, that's right. There was a woman flying that helicopter that, you know, crashed into the plane in D.C. So McNeil says, well, we just know that DEI has become a problem within United States Airlines. And sadly, with some of the communications from Delta, they're sticking to their DEI policies. And what this administration, the Trump administration, is focused on doing is removing that. Yes, the Trump administration would much rather have incompetent white people in charge. Just look at Pete Hegseth. Just look at Tulsi Gabbard. Although she's Hindu, I suppose that, you know, maybe she gets a pass or something. I don't know. Maybe she's their DEI hire under their terms, under their definition of DEI. But, yeah, I mean, look at your FAA administrator right now. He used to be a reality show star, just like Trump. So Alvarez added, of course we want to support those involved to be sure everything works out, but not to speculate, that's against freedom of speech. And the other guy says, we can speculate all we want. It's a right we have. Yeah, I'm speculating. Nothing wrong with that. Incredible stuff. Stealing food money from our soldiers. Trash talking the pilots at Delta because Delta says we're not going to give up our DEI program. We want to hire qualified minorities and women. This is such a horrible misrepresentation of what we've done over the last 20 years.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with a little more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Extra.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Once upon a time, they owned the stage. FDR's fireside chats lit the page. JFK smiled, he knew the score. His charm and vision opened the door. But the years rolled on and the game has changed. Media's a weapon, the rules rearranged. Trump's on TikTok, they're stuck in the past. Schumer's speeches, a snooze that won't last. The Democrats' fatal flaw, they don't see the writing on the wall. The battle's online where the clicks all roar, but they fight like it's still 64. Where's the spark? Where's the soul?
Welcome back, 17 minutes past the hour. So you'll recall back in January, way back in last month, I reported to you about Mississippi State Senator Bradford Blackmun putting a bill before the Mississippi legislature, the House of Representatives there, titled The Conception Begins at Erection Law, which makes it a crime for a man to spill his seed, shall we say, unless it's specifically for the purpose of fertilizing an egg. Well, it's becoming a national trend. This now, a similar piece of legislation was introduced yesterday into the Ohio State House by State Representatives Anita Somani and Tristan Radar. They wanted to point out that they see it as absurd that women's bodies can be regulated by the government, but not men's. Men would face a $1,000 first offense, $5,000 second offense, and $10,000 subsequent offense to, quote, discharge semen or genetic material without intent to fertilize an embryo, end quote. Meanwhile, it's illegal in 10 states for women to receive abortion care, even if they have been raped. Let that sink in. You get raped in 10 Republican-controlled states in America. It's estimated over 20,000 women who were raped and became pregnant had to give birth to their children to a rapist's baby last year in Texas alone. In 10 states, if you're raped, you cannot get an abortion. It's a crime, in fact. The state representative, Somani, who introduced this legislation, is also an ob-gyn. The bill does have an exception. You won't be fined if you're using birth control, donating sperm, or having sex with a member of the LGBTQ plus community. All right. Tony in Long Island, New York. Hey, Tony, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom? First of all, I have to say, your last caller, your last caller, she was absolutely wrong as far as what we can do. We can do quite a bit. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And the fact that you said DEI and how it's been perverted, the right's perverted DEI and woke at the same time. So they've taken two positive words and they've turned it into something that's absolutely detrimental. But that being said, I was going to ask you whether or not you think that as a nation, we could file a class action lawsuit against the Trump administration for accessing, for actually for violation of HIPAA regulations by accessing our medical information. That would be one thing. And the second thing would be, is there any way that you think that we could coalesce all of the progressive agencies, say like Indivisible, Move On, any of the other smaller agencies throughout the country? Because what we truly need right now is a huge, not on the local level of marches, but we need a huge march, millions of people going out and doing something in the immediate, not in a month, not in 2 weeks, but we need this soon. So do you foresee any way that we could possibly coalesce all these people so that we can do this?
There are two big groups that are pulling that kind of stuff together right now, Tony. One is indivisible.org and the other is 5051. And their website is, you spell out the words, 5050, FIFTY.ONE. And they put together the big protests on President's Day yesterday. So, I would say hook up with those groups. I know that both of them have participated with other groups and collaborated with other groups. I think that an awful lot of cooperation is happening. And with regard to class action lawsuits, you can't sue the government unless the government gives you permission to sue them. And the president is largely immune from lawsuit. But I'm not sure that that's the case of the people who work for DOGE, who are inside these agencies rummaging through our information. The problem,
do you think that's why suddenly they took Elon Musk and said, oh, he's not working for DOGE?
I think
he's
so.
Outside the agency?
I think so. I think he's trying to insulate himself from lawsuits. But we'll see. We'll see. I know that my colleague, Dean Obidala, just filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit wanting to know if Musk has succeeded in shutting down the investigations into his companies. Tony, I got to run. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls right after this.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A jury in Los Angeles found rapper A$AP Rocky not guilty of firing a handgun at a former friend in 2021. ABC's Alex Stone is outside the courthouse in Los Angeles.
A$AP Rocky took a big risk here. He was offered a plea deal for about 6 months in county jail. He said no. Had he been found guilty, he could have gotten 24 years in prison. This was a very big risk, and he won that risk.
U.S. and Russian delegations meeting in Saudi Arabia today discussing ending the war in Ukraine. Ukraine and European nations not included at the table. Israel says it'll keep some troops in 5 controlled outposts of southern Lebanon, defying the deadline for a total withdrawal under the peace deal with Hezbollah. The Lebanese government slammed the move, calling it a violation of the agreement. President Trump Tuesday signing a new round of executive orders, one to extend IVF access. Severe storms now blamed for 15 deaths across 4 states, the majority in Kentucky, after flash flooding. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Guy Pearce says Kevin Spacey made him feel uncomfortable while shooting LA Confidential. Pearce told The Hollywood Reporter the disgraced Spacey targeted him for months on the set back in 1997. The Oscar-nominated Pearce said he was not actually assaulted, but kept brushing off the advances, which was difficult to do because at the time, Spacey was quite powerful and very aggressive. Pearce said when he heard the reports that other actors came forward accusing Spacey of sexual assault, he broke down and sobbed. Pearce is nominated for Best Supporting Actor this year for his role in The Brutalist. And here's something that will make you feel old news. The Breakfast Club just turned 40 this past weekend. The John Hughes film was written in 1982 and put the famous writer-director on the map. The film's initial budget was $1 million and originally was going to be shot independently in Chicago. The Breakfast Club went on to gross $50 million after finally being released in 1985 and became a classic. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Badgers host Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, it's Wisconsin against Illinois tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation after beating Purdue. Greg Gard says his team is better now at managing the shot clock.
That's important. I think it just shows the growth of this team. They couldn't make that play in October or November. They weren't accustomed, I think, to playing together as comfortable as they are right now.
We've learned that Marcus Sedbury is the new general manager of the Badgers football program. Sedbury has served as assistant athletic director at Wisconsin the past 3 years. He'll handle the players' and coaches' contracts. Baseball, Brewers left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortez is at spring training in Arizona, trying to learn everyone's name in the clubhouse after 5 years with the Yankees.
Yeah, the names are going to be tough. Obviously, being, you know, so many years in another organization, gold glove caliber defense, and as a pitcher, that's what you want, so I'm very excited for that.
That's Brewers pitcher Nestor Cortez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A cold weather advisory in effect for the first half of your Wednesday. In the overnight, we'll see a few clouds around the area with lows around 10 below, wind chills between 20 and 25 below with northwest breeze. Wednesday, partly sunny, upper single digits. Currently, 4 degrees below zero.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project join me to review the election results of the DPI secretary's race and more. Be with us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
CB Distillery is already part of your routine, or you've been curious about trying CBD. Now's the time to stock up and save with up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD. Save up to 40% on everything. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP, VIP. That's the code VIP for the special 40% off sale at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. CBDistillery.com, code VIP.
Shaking hands, pulling strings, greasing the wheels. Department of Education, gut it down to size. Keep them dumb, keep them blind, feed them AI lies. He ain't building rockets, he ain't building cars. He's buying up laws, playing God with the czars. Bureaucrats fold, pockets getting fatter while he codes the future, controlling the chatter. What does Musk want? What's he really after? DC's on a leash, bowing to the master. Power. Flipping the switch on democracy faster.
Welcome back. 35 minutes. So that's 36 minutes past the hour now. Picking up your calls here. Harry in Eureka, California. Hey, Harry, what's up? Harry in Eureka?
And good morning. Good morning again, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Harry. What's on your mind?
Well, basically, history repeats itself, and I just wanted to comment on the fact that we are being so respected that, like Ronald Reagan's appointees to his cabinets that helped destroy part of our economy and our education, this man's appointments to his cabinet rank right up there with the Caesar's appointment of his horse to his Congress. I need your
now. I remember that vaguely from like high school or something. You want to remind me of the story?
I wish I could, but that's why I have to rely on you, because all I remember is the fact that this man so respected his nation that he had his horse nominated, appointed, and served as a senator in his then Congress.
Yeah.
And we're back there again with our current representatives of the cabinet.
Yeah.
Help me out that.
Yeah. No, I get it. And it's obscene. It really is, you know, and the damage that they're doing to this country, the incompetent people they're putting at the top of these agencies. And I think that Trump is doing it all as a favor to Vladimir Putin. I really and truly do. Harry, thanks for the call. Let's get an opposing viewpoint. James in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hey, James, you're a fan of Donald Trump. What say you?
Hey, Tom. Yes, sir. I guess the word I never hear you say much is republic. The United States is a republic democracy. And if you'll look up the definition of what that means, it means the people control the government. Well, the people elected Donald Trump by majority vote and the electoral vote. So that means the people voted for Trump to do what he's doing. He's doing exactly what he promised he would do. So
he's doing the exact opposite of what he said he was going to do. Over and over and over again, he said, I don't know anything about Project 2025. I don't know those people. I'm not going to do what Project 2025 says. And everything that he's doing right now, cutting all these agencies, gutting all these departments, This is all in Project 2025. He put the chief architect of Project 2025 in charge of the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt. He's got all these Project 2025 people. This is what he told you, his voter, he would never do. He lied to you, James.
No, I support what he's doing. The government should be regulated. The government should be audited. The government is crooked.
The government is regulated and it is audited. The thing is that the regulators are called.
It's not audited.
The regulators.
The money has been misspent, Tom.
The regulators Trump fired. He fired 17 of the regulators, the inspectors general. They are the people who look for waste, fraud, and abuse for criminal activity within government agencies. And because Trump wants to promote criminal activity in federal agencies, he fired 17 of these inspectors general.
Well, Tom, they weren't doing their job. Look at all
they
the money.
Absolutely
been
were. They absolutely
no,
were.
Well, why was all this money being spent that was totally misused for what the American people would have
Give
never
Give me one example.
The money that was being spent. One example, how about the condom thing over in, what was it, Libya, one of those countries?
That was a lie. That was a lie. It was made up by a right-wing talk show host. It got repeated on Fox News. It got picked up by a couple of Republican politicians, and Elon Musk promoted it on X. There were no condoms going to Gaza. None.
So that was a hoax, right?
It was a lie from right-wingers who are looking at people like you, James, Trump voters, as suckers.
No, sir, Tom. It depends on which news agency you listen to and what you believe, Tom. You don't make history. You read the news and you interpret what you want. You don't listen to Fox.
James, if you can find proof that the U.S. Agency for International Development was sending condoms to Gaza, you know, call me back and I'll apologize. But I'm telling you, this has been debunked 16 ways to Sunday in multiple media outlets. And Musk and Trump are no longer even saying it. They know it's a lie.
So you're saying all the information they've come out with exposed this business?
Not all of it, but that one, they suckered you really good, James. So give me a real example of waste, fraud, or abuse in the government.
Right, Tom. You know what? You're a poor loser, Tom. You lost the election. Guess what? Wait 4 years and maybe you can get your bozos back in office.
Good luck changing the topic, James. Good luck changing the topic.
You know what? Because I'm getting you're not going to change your mind. I'm not changing my mind.
I get that.
That's right. Because guess what? This country is going in a different direction, not your direction. The liberals lost the election.
So
you know what?
You're gonna love it.
Suck it up and live with it.
Yeah, you're gonna love it when the media is shut down. Basically, the only media out there is media that praises Trump. When people in the media, like Elon Musk, saying the people at 60 Minutes should get a long prison sentence, you're gonna be all in favor of that, right? You're all in favor of basically a Nazi regime running this country.
Hey, Tom, guess what? You lost the election because people are tired of hearing the same old crap you're saying right now.
And you're in favor of Nazis running our country.
I served in the Marine Corps, sir. My dad fought against the Nazis.
Why do you agree with a guy who says that reporters should be going to prison for telling the truth about him?
Well, what was that saying? What news agency?
Elon Musk yesterday or a couple days ago tweeted out after, you know, Sunday, 60 Minutes really? Did an expose on what Elon Musk is up to in the government and how he's shutting down all these investigations into his companies. And he went on his little platform there, X, and tweeted that the reporters from 60 Minutes should get, quote, a long prison term, end quote. That's what Nazis do, James.
Okay, so now we're Nazis.
That's what I, you know. You may not be a Nazi, James. I'm perfectly willing to believe that you're not a Nazi, but you certainly are hanging out with them.
No, sir. Just the opposite. You know what? This country is back on the right track. I know you don't like it because the homosexuals don't rule the world now and all that stuff. And guess what? Men can't play women's sports anymore.
So you're of the opinion then that Social Security needs to be cut. Or
it's
ended.
Not going to be cut. That's one of your lies, Tom. It's not going to be cut. Nowhere in the Trump.
You want Medicaid cut? You want poor kids in red states to lose their health insurance?
It's another lie, Tom.
It's already happened.
It's another lie.
Medicaid has already been cut.
You're not buying your lies anymore, Tom.
Medicaid.
You're not buying your lies anymore.
Okay, James.
Good luck, buddy. Yeah. Good luck, Tom.
All right. Thanks a lot, James. Vicky in Seattle. Hey, Vicky, what's on your mind today?
Wow.
Yeah, it's, okay. You know, it's a cult. I'm telling you, it's a cult.
Yeah, you can't get through to them. I'm really sorry.
It's really sad.
I have a more local question. I'm a little concerned about the cuts to the job, Bonneville Power.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, which supplies power to both of us, I believe.
Yeah, both of us. And he's laid off or fired lots of people at Hanford, which really is scary.
Yep.
So my question is, can Tina Kotek and Bob Ferguson rehire these folks on the state budget and then file a lawsuit against the administration to recoup our costs?
That's a great question. I do not know the answer. The agencies, my guess is no, because these are both federal agencies, federally chartered agencies. The Bonneville Power, I may be wrong on this, but I believe that they're operating under a federal charter. And Hanford is, you know, wholly owned by essentially the Department of Energy and the military. So I don't see where a state authority could even step foot on their property, much less, you know, hire people and put them into positions where they can do things. I'm very skeptical of that, Vicki.
Well, but Bonneville, maybe they could, correct? They
well, it depends on a, it depends on how the corporation was formed, and I honestly don't know the answer to that. But I'm assuming if the feds have control. See, the Bonneville Dam is what generates all this electricity. For people who don't know what you and I are talking about, there's this massive dam on the Columbia River, which is the second largest river in North America behind the Mississippi. There's this massive dam that generates mind-boggling amounts of, you know, billions of watts of electricity that provides the power to Portland and to much of southern Washington state. And some of it, I think, is making its way as far north as Seattle. And any activity on our waterways, on our federal waterways, is the province of the federal government. The federal government owns all of our waterways. My guess is that the Bonneville Dam Authority is sort of like, is probably like, you know, Amtrak, you know, or the post office. It's a federally chartered corporation. But I'm not certain of that. I'm just guessing. But if not, even if it's a nonprofit or even a for-profit corporation, which I think is extremely unlikely, then it's on, you know, it's regulated. It's on a federal waterway. And so it's regulated by the feds. So I'm skeptical, Vicki, that this could happen. But you never know. You never know. I mean, you know, I like the way you're thinking. You know, it's creative, out-of-the-box stuff. Hopefully somebody from the state governments in Washington or Oregon is listening, and they'll check it out. Vicki, thank you for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Trump and the GOP are stirring the flames.
Michael in Princeton, Minnesota. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was listening to that James, I think his name was. Man, What a hothead. And he's apparently is not on Social Security yet to have to worry about it. But What I've been doing is calling legislators and kind of reminding them about all these people that are being laid off indiscriminately. With all of the knowledge that they have to feed their families. Do the Republicans not think that these people are going to go to a foreign government? I mean, it's absolutely horrendous what they're doing.
Oh, so you're suggesting that some of the people who have access or had access to top secret information, now that they've been crapped on by Musk and Trump, might, you know, call up President Xi and say, "Hey, I got some secrets. You want them?" Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Makes sense, Michael.
And another thing I'm wondering about too is I think that Chutkin, I think her name is.
She's the federal judge in D.C.
If she decides to turn around and make a judgment against somebody like Musk, for example, and they're still violating her rulings, if she sends the federal marshals after them, how are they going to get to him? Are the federal marshals going to fight the Capitol Police?
It's a good question. I believe the federal marshals are directly under the control of the executive branch, are they not? I don't think the courts
do not know.
I'm pretty sure the courts do not have a police agency. The federal marshals do what the courts say, as a matter of, you know, tradition and law. But I think that the marshal service is answerable to Trump. You know, fact check me on that, but I'm pretty sure that's the case. So
then she has no option.
Right, and it's not just her. I mean, the big question is John Roberts. John Roberts wrote his annual letter, you know, from the chief of the Supreme Court to the people a couple months ago, saying that, you know, he's very concerned that there's talk in the government about ignoring federal court orders. And, you know, there's something coming here. And it's going to be there's going to be some real fireworks if this first case is going to be heard on Wednesday, tomorrow. So
well, I called my congressman here in Minnesota too, and I told him, I said, things are bad now. You wait until they start hitting Social Security.
Yeah.
I said, that's when the poop is really going to hit the fan.
Yep. And we're there now.
And that's Emmer.
They're inside
Tom
Social
Emmer.
Security as we speak. They got the commissioner, the head person out, and you know, she left rather than give them access to your and my, you know, personal Social Security information. But you know, these teenagers now have it. So what are they going to do?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. Yeah, it's quite a morning, pretty heavy. Anyway, I was thinking of the time when Ronald Reagan deregulated the unions and the FAA, and there was a pretty big stink on that. And I think they went on strike.
He didn't deregulate the unions. He fired all, I think it was 14,000 air traffic controllers in one fell swoop, all the members of the Professional Air Traffic Controllers Association, PATCO, in 1981.
I was just thinking, you know, one way to shut the country down would be to just go on strike. All the FAA union members just go on strike, and then there's just no way that the country could function, as well as the longshoremen that work with the shipping.
There's a law that prevents federal employees from going on strike.
Well, there's a lot of everything these days, you know, but
I don't think,
I mean, you got Cash Patel in there. He's going to be taking over pretty soon, so people won't be able to do anything at all. But do you think they could go on strike?
No. I don't think that they could or that they would. And if they did, it would be the perfect excuse to be fired. They would be playing in.
Well, it seems like everybody's getting fired anyway. So.
Well, not everybody, but a lot of people.
It was just a thought.
Yeah, no, it's a good one, John. And you know, keep thinking like that. It's, you know, we'll see how this plays out. But like I said,
one way to shut the country down, you know.
Yeah, well, that's coming in 4 weeks, you know, on March 15th is
not soon enough.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. It's going to be real wild. John, thanks for the call.
Okay, great show, Tom.
Thank you.
Keep it up. Thanks.
Good talking to you. It's we're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of the break, Mikey Weinstein is going to be with us about what Pete Hegseth is up to with regard to religion in the military. This is going to get interesting. Stay with us.
Listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll have the day's first reaction to the budget address by Governor Tony Evers and the result of Tuesday's primary election for state superintendent.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Rapper A$AP Rocky found not guilty of felony assault. ABC's Alex Stone outside the courthouse in Los Angeles.
A$AP Rocky took a big risk here. He was offered a plea deal for about 6 months in county jail. He said no. Had he been found guilty, he could have gotten 24 years in prison. This was a very big risk, and he won that risk.
The first high-level meeting between the U.S. and Russia in 3 years took place in Saudi Arabia Tuesday, but Ukraine and U.S. allies not at the table. Pope Francis remains in the hospital. The Vatican says he's been diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs. Two backcountry skiers buried and killed by an avalanche in Central Oregon's Happy Valley. Officials say rescuers have recovered the victims. Weather and the possibility of human error are all under consideration as investigators look into why a Delta plane flipped upside down and burst into flames when it tried to land in Toronto. Miraculously, all 80 people on board survived. This is ABC News.